Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Texans are going to be without their starting quarterback, and they are still a 5.5-point favorite on the road, which shows you the difference that a lot of people see between these teams, and it is legit. But their best player has been out for the last couple of games, Clint, Jeffrey Simmons. We saw Jeffrey Simmons against this offensive line, and there were some issues for the Texans' offensive line the first time they played him. There is video out there. I've seen video. He has been out there on the practice field, and he looks like a player that is trending to play. He looks like somebody that I just based off the video I was watching, how quick he was moving, I'd be surprised if he's not there. And Clint, although I still believe the Texans should win this and they should not have problems in this, he is a problem. He is, and if there is a route that this game is even interesting, him and – because I don't think Sweat was healthy the first time the Texans played them, to have to deal with both of those guys in their front, that is where things could get dicey.
If there is a path to the Tennessee Titans competing in this game, and this being a four-quarter game, if there's a path, it goes through Sweat and Simmons on the inside of that defense. And that is the path when our offense has the football. The one thing that we've struggled with is interior pressure. And when you're dealing with interior pressure, all of a sudden an average defensive end becomes above average. All of a sudden, tip balls become a problem over the middle of the field. Everything is just exponentially more difficult. And if the Texans' offense struggles, which it has been very inconsistent this year, if it struggles, it will be because Simmons and Sweat on the inside are absolutely wrecking shop. The Texans ran the football well last week, particularly late, ran it really well. If the Texans can't run the football or don't run the football effectively this week and get things rolling in that department, it's going to be because of Simmons and Sweat. And so when you look at this thing, the Simmons return and Sweat being available, that is the only way that this thing is, in my opinion, is even a game, is if those guys are causing major issues
for
the Texans offense.
We saw against the Broncos, it was much more Zach Allen and the guys the interior that gave them problems, as opposed to, I'm not going to say Cooper and Benito didn't give them problems, but it was much more the guys on the inside that seemed to cause them problems. And as you said, I mean, their offense struggled. And quite frankly, I do think they've come a further way. But they struggled for three quarters against the Titans the first time, right? And remember, it was 6-0 going into the first quarter with their field goal kicker missing two kicks, you know, 40 yards. It was 6-0 before the Texans finally kind of blew it open and scored 20 in that first half. Again, I don't believe that the Texans are in any kind of trouble with this. But as you said, if there is a route and early on that's a problem and they can't run the football, or this absolutely changes the game plan or anything like that they develop, that one is a weird.
Well, Ron, we see it happen every week. There's a game or two that, you know, whether it's the better team or not, like a team jumps out to a 14-0 lead, right?
Especially at home, yeah.
And that can change the dynamic of a game. It can make Vegas line be lopsided by double digits. I mean, a lot of crazier things can happen. And I'm just saying, if you're looking at Simmons and Sweat on the inside, I mean, that's where, you know, you could be looking at a Texans game, and God, I hope this isn't true, but you could look at a Texans game where, hey, man, you come out and a coaching staff put a great first 10 play script together. They go down and get a field goal. And then all of a sudden they come out and Simmons tips a ball, gets a pick, and next thing you know, you're down 10-0 and you ain't even – you're midway through the first quarter. You know,
and now you're chasing.
And really, it doesn't have anything to do with their team being better than you, or you being better than them, or the fact that you got a backup quarterback. It has nothing to do with all that. It's just how the game of football is played.
We watched it last week with Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, fair. Yeah, that's a good point.
You get a pick right off the bat, right. They get a field goal, they get a fumble.
I really wasn't even.
You described
thinking,
it.
I wasn't fumble, even thinking about last week's game, but yes.
And then a punt return.
Yeah, I mean, so if that happens, then all of a sudden you're looking at, now we're fighting back uphill, and now, you know, so it's a little bit of a different swing there, and that is exactly what the Titans are relying on to even be competitive with anybody, right? And so again, the getting Simmons, I think, gives them a puncher's chance to make a couple of plays that just normal interior defensive linemen don't even pose a threat.
And then to kind of connect things with that, if you missed it, D'Amico Ryan spoke to the media, and we carried that right here. You can listen to that at about 2:40 on the podcast page on The Drive. But he was talking about the offensive line, and after that game, we've seen a lot of shuffling from the offensive line. At the left guard spot, you remember the first game of the season, they shuffled. I mean, three different spots. You know, there's been a lot going on with that offensive line. Here was D'Amico today speaking about what he's looking for from the offensive line.
For our offensive line, we're looking for whatever gives us the best chance, the best opportunity to go out and play good football up front, communicate, be on the same page, do what we're asking guys to do, and play good football. That's what we're asking to do. So whoever's out there, that's all I want to see.
Right now, man, as we talk about it, it looks like Jeffrey Simmons is going to be there. It looks like Sweat and Simmons are going to be there on the interior. And, Clint, I'll be honest, we talked about the offensive line and the potentials of issues all season long. I am floored that we are still here at week 11. And are you 100% sure who's going to be the five out there on Sunday?
No, I'm not. I have no idea. Even if you just do what I think is.
I think I got two, three positions I feel good about.
Well, look, as much as I liked what Trent Brown did, I listened to Nick Caserio last night on Texans All Access. And you know, look, Titus Howard's going to be your right tackle. You know, I think Ed Ingram's going to be your right guard. Jake Andrews is going to be your center, and your left tackle is going to be Arionte Ursery. The thing is, your left guard. I think there's a strong case that Jarrett Patterson should have earned the job last week with his performance last week. But you look at it, is Jarrett Patterson a better matchup for Simmons than Juice Scruggs or Lakin Tomlinson? Just the physicality, the anchor, the ability, you know, the different build. The physical strength. I mean, I don't know who the better matchup is there. So, no, I have no idea what the O-line is going to look like. The interesting thing to me is as this goes on and just keeps on – and look, and it would mean absolutely nothing. All of this talk to the media from any of the coaches would mean nothing if we didn't have what's going on the field, where we've been rotating left guards, which is I don't give a damn who you are. That's odd. That's strange. That's abnormal. That you don't just go to work and go, okay, we're going to rotate guards because we think it's the best thing for our team. Like that's a strange approach to left guard. That's what happened for 8 weeks. And then both of those guys go to the bench, and all of a sudden you got Jarrett Patterson, the guy that come off the practice squad starting.
62.
Right? And then all of a sudden the guy off the practice squad's benched, and here comes Juice Scruggs. So clearly Juice Scruggs wasn't injured. Right? So, like there's – the interesting thing to me with all of this is with all of that action going on the field, right, D'Amico and everybody, including Nick Caley, everybody constantly is banging the drum of ultimately we need guys to be coachable. And guys are losing their job because they're not coachable. Guys can't go out there and do what they're asked to do, right? Communicate, do your job with good technique and fundamentals. That is the bare minimum of being an NFL offensive lineman. Be able to communicate, have good technique and mechanics.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thanks, and be able to do it 52 to 70 plays a game. But yet, that's the reason why we can't settle on a left guard.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
It's the damnedest thing, man. And the more we hear it from D'Amico Ryans, the more crazy it is of just like, how can we not find a guy that if it's that damn important to this crew, if it's that important that it's technique, mechanic, communicate, lock in, all these snaps, be coachable, do what you're asked. And he's almost saying it out of disgust at this point. Right, you know what I mean? Like the tone.
Like it seems like it's all right, man. Day to day.
Yeah.
How you perform today? That's how the depth chart.
It's almost like he's talking.
Week
to
11.
Him. It's almost like he's talking to him through the media of like, hey guys, I know I'm as frustrated with it as y'all are. We just got to find guys that can do their job, do what we ask them to do. I know it's frustrating. I know it sounds crazy.
What do you think I'm dealing with?
What do you think? Yeah, right. So it's almost like that's the tone that he's using, and it's crazy that you've got four guards in the building. And none of them can hold it down.
Yeah, I guess
there's five.
It can't not, but it can't be as bad as let's get 62 in here, man. He's been the one that's been falling.
Clearly, it was as bad.
No, it wasn't. We clearly saw it wasn't.
Well, no, you saw.
We clearly saw it wasn't as bad to bring him up.
Here's the moral of that story, Ron. Is at some point you can be the guy that does everything the coach wants you to do. But if you ain't talented enough, you can't play.
It just, hey man, they got to stop doing unserious things. And I don't even mean it just from the standpoint of from us, from the players in the locker room. They've got to stop doing unserious. Like guys like Danielle Hunter, he ain't gonna say it. Aziz definitely ain't gonna say it because they are joint at the hip. But like there are veterans in that league that have played on playoff teams. Like you got like bringing it 62 to start out of nowhere with your backup in the season on the line. That's a very unserious move. They got to stop doing it. You think the fans are doing it? There are other guys in that locker room like, what the hell are we doing?
Here's why you're harping on it, Ron. The interesting thing about that is, you know, when D'Amico got hired, all of that stuff stopped on the defensive side of the football.
The
defensive side of the football got real serious. You know what I mean? Even now, like Petrie, you ain't doing what I asked you to get over here and sit next to me. You know, there's been holding guys accountable has been crazy. The offense is this is the same stuff that was going on when Cully and Lovey were here.
Yep.
Offensively.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's interesting that offensive side of the football, man. They got to figure
really
that thing
about
out.
69.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I think there's a lot of that going on.
Good luck, man. That should be done in Nashville for Tyler. All right, coming up 5 o'clock fire. Sorry about that.
Facts, he said.
5 o'clock fire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.